Mayim mevi an Oshem Mecha, no, both of them cannot bring one Oshem. Mefarshim say, because it means that tonight does not help on a korban that's bo'al achet, since it's coming for your kaporam, you cannot have one korban to be mechaper for both people. So therefore, you cannot bring a b'shutfis, and it'll be totally what you hold. If you hold that each one is potter from Nashim Toli, they both be potter. You hold like Rabbi Kiva, then they both be chayiv. Rabbi Yossi just argues on Rabbi Shimon that you cannot have two people bring one korban like on a Tanai to be mechaper for them. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be chaticha shechulin v'chaticha shechelef? Let's say there are two pieces in front of you. One was a piece of shumin, kosher fat, and one was a piece of chelev, shreifa fat. Again, now, ochalachas mim, one person ate from one of them. Then you do eizim and mochle, doesn't know for sure which piece he ate. This is a real suffix. If a chorus, that according to everybody, is maybe Yoshim Toli, he'll have a chiv to bring an Yoshim Toli. Even with Tanakama, they only argue on a mila, on a hegdish, that there, if you do it b'mezid, you only overlap, not a chiv chorus. But if you eat chayla b'mezid, the chayv chorus, everybody agrees, if you have a suffix, whether you ate it or not, b'shegei, you have a chiv Hashem toli. What's going to be now, ochel es hashniyah, then the same person eats a second piece. So now we know for sure you ate the yisum, is made chatis, now you'll have a chiv to bring a korban chatis. The first one, Hashem toli, was only for the suffix, but now that you know you did a vada yisur, you'll have a chiv to bring a chatis. What's going to be Ochal Echod Es Rishayna? One person, Reuven, ate the first piece. Or Vo Achav Yochal Es Rishayna, then the second one came and ate the second piece. So Lachar is, Zem may be Yashem Toli, Zem may be Yashem Toli. This goes according to everybody. Some of the gifts of Rabbi Kiva, but it goes according to everybody. That each one separately was over a Suffolk Yisra Chalev, so they have to bring an Yashem Toli. Again, Rabbi Shimon says, Yeshita, Rabbi Shimon, I know, Shneyim Evim Chatasachas. Both of them bring one chatas. Like between both of them, there's a vadai isa chelev was done. So therefore, b'shutfis, they bring one chatas vadai. And each one makes it tonight. If I was the one that ate the chelev, it helps for me. If you were the one, it helps for you. Again, Rabbi Yossi argues and says, no, ein shnai mevim chatas achas. You cannot have a korban that comes for a kapora, for a chet, to mechapim and asaltik on two people. Shutfim cannot bring the korban on a tonight to mechapim. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, each one will have to bring an Oshem Toli. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Chaticha Shochelo v'Chaticha Shokodesh? Let's say there are two pieces in front of you. One was Stam and Nisachelev, and one was Shumin, Kashra fat, but it was Hegdish, was from a carbon. It has Nisamila on it. Now, Ochel Asachas Mem, somebody ate one of the two pieces, then you do Ezim and Mochel, he doesn't know for sure which piece he ate. Is maybe Yashem Toli, again, according to everybody. Even though for the Suffolk is the Mila, according to the Tanakhama before, there was no Yashem Toli. But here you have a Suffolk is the Chelos, according to everybody, you'd have to bring an Yashem Toli. What's going to be Ochel Es Hashniyah? Then later, if you remember to do the first Chet, and you did the first Suffolk, now you go and eat the second one, B'shoigig. So Locher is now, maybe Chatis, the Yashem Vadai. You'll have to bring like a chatis and a noshim vaday, because we now know for sure you ate chalif, so for that you have to bring a chatis, and we also know you vaday ate mila, you all ate hegdish, you'll have to bring a noshim vaday and asha milas. What's going to be ochel echodas rishayna, Reuven ate the first piece, or boach of yoslas ashniya, then Shimon ate the second piece. Each one has a suffix if you did the yisa chalif or the yisa of mila. So Zem may be Yashem Toli, the Zem may be Yashem Toli, each one has to bring an Yashem Toli, because each one has a suffix, he does not know which chet he did. And this calls the Kura good according to the Tanakhama, that for the Yisra Mila, you're not Chayiv an Yashem Toli. You only Chayiv Yashem Toli after Yisra Chelev. So each one has a suffix about whether he ate the Chelev or not, therefore each one has to bring an Yashem Toli. And even according to the Kiva Lukura, that there's a suffix to say maybe he has to bring two Ashram Tolis, because the suffix, whether it was Chelev, a suffix, whether it was Nisamila, but that no, you have a suffix, which is you did, even though suffix of two Ithurim, Havadi, you would be Yotza with just one Ashram Toli. Because the Maestro was only one Chet that you did, you only have a suffix, which Chet it was. So Vada, one Ashram Toli would be good. Rabbi Shimon Eimer, Rabbi Shimon says, Shneyim Evim Chatas V'Yoshim. Both of them now have to bring a chatas and an oshem. because the maestro between both of them, there was a vada yisa chelub that was eaten, and there was a vada yisa kochim that was eaten. So therefore, the shutfins to bring a chatas and noshim, the maestro tonight, whoever did the chelub has the chatas, whoever did the kodesh has the yoshim. Again, Rabbi Yossi argues and says, no, and shnayim meviim chatas v'yoshim. You cannot have two people b'shutfes bring a korban for the kaporo, so you cannot have this vade chatas and vade yoshim. But rather, each one has to bring his oshim toli. What's going to be now? Chaticha shel chaylev v'chaticha shel chaylev kodesh. So there are two pieces of fat there. One is tam of chaylev, and one is a chaylev from a korban. So that chaylev has like two yisurim, one has an isa kodshim and an isa chaylev. So ochel es achas men, one person ate one of the two. Then you do eizim em ochel, you're not for sure which one of the two you ate. So locher is maybe chatis. You have to bring a chatis for sure, because for sure you ate chaylev. So therefore you have to bring a chatis. Mashenkein of the second isa from kodesh, that's tanakam old, you don't have to bring a noshim toli for a kodesh. So therefore we know for sure you did the isa chaylev. And for the isa milah, there's no, even though you have a suffix whether you did milah also or not, but there's no ashram toli for milah, therefore you only have to bring one chatis. However, Rabbi Akiva says, no, maybe ashram toli, the kiva, you have to bring not only a chatis, but also an ashram toli. A chatis you have to bring because you vadev over the isa chelev. But you also have to bring an ashram toli because you have a suffix, maybe you're over the isa milah, maybe not. What's going to be ochel es hashniya? Now the same person eats the second piece. So now for sure he did both chatoyim, he ate chelev and kodesh. So now maybe shtei chatoyis v'yoshim vaday. He has to bring two chatoyis because he ate the first piece first. Now that first piece, whatever it was chayev achatas for that first piece. Then he knows he ate it, and then he forgot and ate the second piece. The second piece is mechayevim again a second chatis because it's the second time he's eating chelev. And also one of the two was kachim, so you have to bring the kids together, two chatois for the two achilas, and an oshem vadai, because for sure he was over the isamila. What's going to be ochal echad esarishayna? Ruvein ate the first piece. Uvo'achav yochal esarishayna, then a second person comes and eats the second piece. So there may be chatis, there may be chatis. Each one for sure did a chet, they're over the isachelev, so each one has to bring a korban chatis. What about each one has a suffix, maybe is over the Issa Mila or not? Since the Tanakam Shit that holds, there's no Washam Toli by Issa Mila, because there's no Chiyuv Koras b'Mezid. However, Rabbi Kiva says no, Zen may be Washam Toli, but Zen may be Washam Toli. According to Rabbi Kiva, both of them will have a Chiyuv to bring a Chatis and an Washam Toli. A Chatis because for sure they're over the Issa Chalev, and also they have to bring an Washam Toli, because both of them have a doubt, maybe they're over the Issa Mila. Rabbi Shimon says again, Ishita is no zechatis v'zechatis. Each one has to bring his own chatis, because both of them did a vada isa chelev. But a shneya may be yoshem echad, since between both of them there was a vada isa mila done, so it was a vada yoshem to be brought, and they bring it for shutvis. Again, Rabbi Yossi says no, and shnei mevin yoshem echad. Again, that's Rabbi Yossi Shita, that for shutvis two people cannot be yotzer to bring their one korban for a kaparo. And the Mishnah says, what's going to be chaticha shachelev v'chaticha shachelev noisa? Let's say one piece was regular chelev, and the other piece was chelev of a korban that was left over noisa. It was part of the murim that was left over. You didn't burn it. You left it overnight, so it became noisa. So the locher is ochal esachas, and left a Reuven each one of them. Then you do. He does not know es ezimim ochal, which one of the two pieces he ate. So maybe chatis, he has to bring a chatis because for sure he was over the Issa Chelev. For Yoshim Toli, he also has to bring a Yoshim Toli because he has a suffix, maybe he was over the Issa Noisa. And for Noisa, since that's a chet that has a chiv chorus to it, for sure you have a chiv to bring a Yoshim Toli. What's going to be later, Ochel HaSashniya, after he ate the first one, B'Shoigig, then he realized, and then he ate the second piece, B'Shoigig. So now, maybe Shalosh Chatois, he has to bring like three Chatois, because he's over an achila of the first chelev. Then the second piece is over again an issa chelev and an issa noisa. Each one is a chet v'mechayv yukoros. So you have to bring three chatois. What's going to be ochal echad esarishoyne? Reuven ate the first piece. Or bo'achal v'yachad ashniya. Shimon ate the second piece. So now, Zem may be chatis v'yoshim toli, v'zem may be chatis v'yoshim toli, even according to the Tanakama. Here, each one for sure did a vade chet of chelev. So they have to bring a chatis. But each one has a doubt whether he ate the nicer or not. Only one of the two ate the nicer. So each one has a doubt. So for nicer, you have to bring an oshim toli. Both of them have to bring the oshim toli. Again, Rabbi Shimon all this sheet was again is no. Each one brings zechat of zechat. It's true. Each one has to bring at least one chatis for the avadei chet of chelev. Ushnei meviim chatis achas. Then both of them together bring a chatis for the chet of noisa. Since between both of them there was a vada yisa noisa done, so with that you have to bring one chatis. Again, Rabbi Yosi argues and says no. Kol chatis shibua chet. Any chatis that you bring it for chet you did is ein shnei meviim noisa. You cannot have two people bring up a shutvis. A chet that you did, you need your own kapara. Therefore, you can't go b'shit with two people. Therefore, each one has a doubt whether he did the yisamais or not. Therefore, each one would have to bring his own oshem toli. Now the Gemara says, O malei rov l'rav Nachman, rov is set Rav Nachman. The Reb Yosi, according to Reb Yosi, chatis su d'loi maisi shneim, oshem toli maisi shneim, is so high in the Tanakama. It's the same thing as the Tanakama. In other words, Reb Yosi always argues on Reb Shimon. Reb Yosi says, you can't bring one chatis between both of them b'shutvis, but rather both of them have to bring. What do they both have to bring? The Chur means to say both of them have to bring an oshem toli. Each one has a suffix, whether he's over the Yisra Kotchim, whether he's over the Yisra Koris, whether he's over the Yisra Chelev, it's a suffix. So therefore both of them have to bring an oshem toli. So I'm asking the question, if so, Haina Tanakama, that's the Tanakama of Rabbi Shimon holds. That the Maestah, both of them have to bring the oshem toli, and not that they can bring a korban b'shutvis. So Chur Rabbi Yosi is saying the same thing as the Tanakama. What's the chiddush between Rabbi Yosi and the Tanakama? So Mar Zavachita, maybe you want to tell me, Chaticha Mishtei Chaticha Zikah Benayu. Now if Gemina is, when are you chayiv on Hashem Toli? That maybe according to the Tanakama, you do not have to have one piece from two. But according to Rabbi Yosi, you have to have one from two pieces. Rashi says, Rabbi Yosi Yochikama, Ein Shnei Meviim Chatas Achas, El Orishin may be Yashem Toli. The first one only has to bring Yashem Toli. But Yasheni Potter, the second one is Potter already. Why? Debina Chaticha Achas, Meshtei Chatichas. It has to be with a new goat teeth to Safek Issa. It has to be there are two pieces in front of you, and one piece is Vada Yis, and one piece is not. Then eat one out of the two, then you chayv in Yashem Toli. So according to Yasheni, the first one that eats one of the two, since there are two pieces in front of him, and one is Vada Yis, he has a chayv Yashem Toli. But when the second one eats it, since there are not two pieces left anymore, there's only one piece, so maybe according to Rabbi Yosi, you put it from an Oshem Toli. Only the Tanakama holds you chayiv an Oshem Toli, even though when the second one eats it, you did not have one from two pieces, it's only one piece of a suffix. So maybe that's the Machlokes Tanakama and Rabbi Yosi. So Mara says, no, that can't be. For Tanya, we learned, Rabbi Yosi says, Zeh may be Oshem Toli, v'zeh may be Oshem Toli. Rabbi Yosi holds, no, even in this case, well, one person ate one piece, and then the second person ate the second piece. So even though b'shas, the second person ate the second piece, there were not two sveikas, not two pieces there. There was only one piece. And still he's chayav an oshem toli. So see, according to Rabbi Yosi, you do not have to have achas mishtayim. So what's the chiluk between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yosi? So Mar says, Anachanami, Hatayu Amalei, Hakamash Mulon, that the man Tanakam and Rabbi Yosi, and Achman is no machlokes. Rabbi Yosi is the Tanakama. According to Tanakama, Rabbi Yosi is the same thing. Then the case where you have two people, each one ate one piece. So since the mice, it's a suffix, which one of them did the Vada Yisra, therefore both of them have to bring an Oshem Toli. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be Chatichas Chelev v'Chatichas Kodesh? You have one piece of Chelev there, another piece of Kodeshim there, and you ate one, you ate the other one. So the Mishnah asks a question, Chatichas Chelev v'Chatichas Chelev Kodesh. One piece is chelev, and the second piece was chelev of kachim. So you tell me the second piece now has two yisurim. One has nisa chelev, and a nisa kodesh, a nisa of yisra mila. And therefore, according to Rabbi Kiva, yichayev an oshem toli. So, and then the Mishnah says what? Chatichas chelev, the chatichas chelev nisa. That's the next case of the Mishnah, where the second chelev has nisa nisa on it. Oh, malei rov l'rav Nachman, it's Rav, it says Rav Nachman, v'leisi nam miyoshem v'adai, de noiser the Kodeshu. The Guru, when you eat this noiser, the Guru, why don't you also have to bring an Oshem Vadai because he wrote for the Easter of Mila. In other words, Mishnah says when one person ate both of them, it says he has to bring like two chatois, that's all. So the chura, or three chatois we had, of the chelev, chelev and the nicer. So chura, the kasher is, the chelev that's nicer, it also has nisam mila on it. Rashi explains why the chura nicer, once it's nicer, it's not able to be put on the mizbech anymore. It should be poker that didn't mila on it. So Rashi says, no, since the loch of nicer is, him olu lo yerdu, that if you would put it on top of the mizbech with the yevid, once it's up there, you do not have to take it down, you have a din to burn it. So if so, it has an issa kachim on it. So the more sakasha then, so when you ate the piece of nicer, there should also be a chiyav korbin as the milah shaboy, or nashim vadai. How come the Mishnah doesn't say that? So more answer is omalei. So Rav Nachman said back to Rav, omalei, the less peshava pruta. We're talking about the Mishnah with this nicer only as the kezayis, but does not have a shava prutas worth. And the din of mila is yoni chayav the korban mila if you have hano from hegdish worth a shava pruta, because the din of mila being nana from hegdish is a gzela dikalocha. Just like by gezel yoni chayav if you made a gzela of a shava pruta, so by hano from hegdish also has to be worth a shava pruta. So talking about now this piece of noiser is less than a shava pruta, even though it's the size of a kezayis. So Mora says no. Well, mikor at the beginning of the Mishnah, the Yisbei Shava Pruta, when we're talking about the reason this Mila, obviously we're talking about whether the priest was worth a Shava Pruta askinan. The Tani Yashem Vadi said before, you're over in this Yashem Vadi when you have enough of the Chticha, the Kodesh before. So the Mishnah is talking about pieces that are worth a Shava Pruta. So why do you punk say by nice it's not worth a Shava Pruta? So we're into his Omalei, Heicha Ticha de Loi Noiseri. The top piece, the top part of the Mishnah is talking about where it's not nicer yet. So, shav yipruta. Their tank, it's worth a shav yipruta. For the more kashra, yesh oichel achil achas. So, what do you want to say? That by nicer, always nicer is not worth a shav yipruta. Nicer is always what's not worth a shav yipruta. Samar says no. I voice says that we had a gemara before, and if you gimel, for yesh oichel achil achas, the first time only eats one achilam, the Tony Beit says nicer. Or Gutani maybe arba chatois v'yoshemechos. The case we eat one piece there, that Yechai four chatois and one oshem. It's talking about nicer over there. So you see, by the Yisra nicer chatu is worth oshem apruta. So where it says Omale Yehu begasa, they're talking about a thick piece or from a thick carbon. Therefore, there's a lot of meat there. Therefore, it's worth oshem apruta. For here we're talking about bedaka from a smaller piece. A smaller piece of nicer is not worth oshem apruta. Another terrace would be Nami like Hahibi Moisak. Show them there a song about in the winter where the meat does not get spoiled. Hocha be Moisakham in the summertime where the meat gets very spoiled. Since it's Masrachas, therefore she says Masrachas Bosa Noisa Toshna Yamama Yom Balailo Nishtoi Vlashova Achil Pruta. Therefore the Achil of this meat is not worth a Shava Pruta anymore. That's why our Mishneh does not bring down by Noisa that you also over the Yisra Mila Shaboy. What's talking about a Mitzvah that this piece of meat you're eating now is not worth a Shava Pruta, since it's old meat already and a little bit spoiled. Then it says the Mishnah, what's going to be? Ochal Echoras Rishona. One person eats the first one. Oh, Malay Rav Nachman, it's Rav, it's Rav Nachman. O Miyom Rav Shimon, the truth that Rav Shimon holds. Issa Chalal Issa, that Rav Shimon holds. One Issa is Chalal, the other Issa. Rashi says, the Mechayiv Chatis Anoiser, that you say Yechayiv Chatas on this Noiser, the Chayil is a Noiser on this Chelev. We're talking about now you ate Chelev of Noiser. So first this Chelev had a Nisa Chelev on it. Now when it became Kotchim, was left over, it has a Nisa Noiser. So it says in the Mishnah, Yechayiv two Chatois for that. It says the truth that Reb Shimon holds, Yechayiv Chalal Issa, that the Issa Noiser could be Chal upon the Issa Chelev, is that true? For a time you would learn like this. Reb Shimon says, if somebody eats nevela on Yom Kippurim, it's potter. You're potter for the Yisrael Yom Kippur. Because since nevela was also from before Yom Kippur, so it's chal the din of Yom Kippur, the Yisrael Yom Kippur is not chal upon the nevela. So you see, if Shimon knows, ain't this a chal lisa. So when it's Omer Rav Sheshes, Bered Ravidi, regarding the ochal kulyo v'cholvoy. Here we're talking about now, you have the kidneys with its fat. So the chaylov was the fat. And the kulya was the Yisra Noisa. That's why Yechayim for the Yisra Noisa. When the Noisa is not chal upon the chelev, the Noisa is chal upon the meat. For the Gemara, V'kulya v'chol v'nami, ha'koyu lo b'Yisra Oilem. even if you want to say, I'm talking about a cool year about the kidneys, but still it's kachim. So first it has nisa milas kachim shaboy. And later, after you leave it overnight, then it's chal nisa noiser. So the question is, heichi yosi yisa noiser chalala, how could the yisa noiser be chal according to Rabbi Shimon on nisa kachim? Even on the meat shaboy of the carbon, but first you will makdash it, it has a nisa carbon on it, a nisa kachim on it. So how could the yisa noiser be chal if yodei nisa chalalisa? The chit temen was, maybe you want to tell me that Svir Lel Rabbi Shimon, Shimon holds that the noiser is a chomeru. Maybe noiser is called an isachomer because noiser yichayev chorus. Ma'ashayin kent v'nilo, you're not chayev chorus, at most yichayev on a misa b'dei shemayim. So maybe by an isachomer is chal upon an isachal. V'chal al isachal is chal on a small isa the yerlin. Maybe Rabbi Shimon holds like this. And Mora says no. V'a nevela. That is the behemoth of nevela, the isachal. Nevela is only a lav. For Yom Kippurim, the Yisachomer. When it comes to Yom Kippur, Yidam, Yom Kippur, Yechayev Chorus. And still, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon holds, Ulai Kossi Yis Yom Kippurim, to Chom of Achal al Nevela, the Kal. Who? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon holds, that on Yom Kippur, if you eat Nevela, you're not Chayev Mishum Yom Kippur. You're only Chayev Mishum Nevela, only a lav. Because he holds, Ein Yisachal Lissa, even though the Yis of Yom Kippur is a more Chom of the Kissa. So you see, even on Yisachomer, still Rabbi Shimon holds, and Yisachal Alissa. So how come the Yisra Noisra is Chal upon the Yisra Kochim? So Morin says, Hello, the Kochim Goli Rachmona. The Yosra Yisra Chal Alissa. Even Rav Shimon agrees that by Kochim, the Yisra Kochim could be Chal upon an Yisra. What's the Raya? The tiny one like this. The Pasuk says, Yishal Hashem L'Rabes Aseimurim Esoimurim V'Yemurim.